Hey, thanks so much for joining us on Skip the Tutorial this week. I am one of your hosts, Bryant, something-something Daniels, number one video game podcast in Fortnite. I'm flying a solo for the intro this week. We got a mini-sode that's going to roll to you guys. If you don't know who we are, first time joining us, this is a little bit different this week, but I'll kind of break down the show for you. We're a video game show. Usually what we do is we have a discussion of what we've been playing, we break down some of the news, and then we give you a mini-sode. This week, we got a mini-sode that will be rolling out. We're doing top seven crossovers. But before that, I wanted to show some appreciation and love to the fans. To the listeners, people who have been tweeting at us, people who have been leaving us reviews, you know, all that fun stuff. Without you guys, nothing what we do here would be possible. I mean, you make it enjoyable for us to be involved. We got a lot coming up, got a lot of really interesting stuff going on, a lot of expansion going on here. So some stuff that we just kind of wanted to touch on before that, though, is showing the love that you guys have shown us and, you know, giving that back to you, and hopefully better ways coming up in the future. And we'll let you know about that a little bit later this month. First thing I want to do is give some shout outs. So Chris Nixon on Facebook left us a 5-star review, said favorite video gaming podcast. Thank you so much, Chris, for that. Got another 5-star review here on Facebook, said the podcast is so fun. This is from Russell Murillo. It says the podcast is so fun, laid back, and hilarious. These two are a riot, and if you like video games, give them a shot. From classics to hidden gems, you've never heard these two talk about it all in a super approachable way. Thank you so much, Russell. We sure appreciate that review. Also from Facebook, we got a message from Dawson Schmidt, all the way from Canada. And Canadians listening to us now. Love Canada. Love the country. Want to go back. Want to visit. Says, hey, I am a new listener and loving the podcast. Makes my workday fly by. I've listened to all your new episodes, but I was wondering, is there a way I can listen to your old episodes and minisodes? Thanks. Much love from Canada, Dawson S. In fact, we sent you a message to this link, Dawson, but I wanted to give everybody else who may be joining us the first time, if you wanted to go find our old stuff, iTunes and CastBox has a limit to the amount of stuff they archive. The best way to do that is actually to go to Podbean. Skipthetutorial.podbean.com. That's where all of our episodes are hosted at the moment. And on that Podbean site as well, you can follow us for your chance at winning that $35 Amazon gift card that we give away monthly. It's a great place to interact with us as well if you want to leave comments or talk to us. And I'll break it down here at the end of wherever else you can find us on the interwebs, other places where you can talk to us. One other review we got was from Ruslan Babkin on iTunes. He gave us a 5-star review titled it Great Podcast for Gamers. So Ruslan said, started listening to this while I'm at work. Lots of talk about games and a very good variety of games, in my opinion, from sports games to JRPGs and even a little bit of dating sims. Wink, wink, those Japanese dating sims involving birds and octopus and all sorts of weird things. But hey, we love the Japanese. Without the Japanese, we don't have Nintendo, and without Nintendo, I have no life. he goes on to say, love the cast, very diverse points of view. My only gripe is that I personally think some of the transition music between segments is too loud when compared to the normal talking audio. So every time they switch segments, my ears lose a couple of years of life, but other than that, love it. He also goes on to say, also may I suggest starting a question from the listener segment where listeners can send in questions for you guys. That is a fantastic idea, Ruslan. I'm going to try to save your ears as well. I was wondering about some of that transition music myself, so I will turn that down a scotch. Turn it down a scotch. As far as the listener question segment, we will be figuring out a way to launch that soon. But while I got you guys here and I got your attention, go ahead and start emailing us some questions just so we can build up a staple of questions for you guys. You can find that. You can email us at skipthetutorialpodcast@gmail.com. You can go to Facebook probably and drop those in there, skipthetutorialpod, via Messenger. You can send us a message. We also have a Facebook group there. It's the Skip the Tutorial Tribe. If you want to join up there, it's a closed group right now. But if you ask to join, we approve all applications. So as long as you're not trying to sell us sunglasses, you're probably going to be approved. No questions on that one. Also, we got Professor Elm on Twitter. Professor Elm followed us. He said, thank you. He said, I've been binging your show, LOL. Keep it up. So fun. Thank you for Professor Elm. I love the Facebook focus or the Twitter focus you have on Pokemon. Pokemon being one of my favorite things in the world. Other than that, let me break down some news for you guys before we roll this mini. By the way, the mini this week, I think you'll really like it. It's top 7 crossovers. It's going to be awesome. So we got a lot of speculation going on this week about who the new companion in Last of Us Part 2 could be. New companion in Last of Us Part 2 looks interesting. Can't wait for Last of Us Part 2. It's going to be a lot of fun. Looks like Fortnite servers are back online, though you may have to wait in a queue, so that game's just getting bigger and bigger. We also have a launch date for Call of Duty Beta. So we got a private beta starting August 3rd through August 6th. You do have to pre-order to get access to that. That's for PlayStation 4. For Xbox One and PlayStation 4, it's August 10th through the 13th. Early access starts August 10th, and then you have a PC open beta starting August 11th, ending on August 13th. That's pretty interesting, so if you're interested in getting in that, until the open beta on PC, I do believe those other ones are closed, so you have to have a pre-order code for that. Also, Star Citizen backers, I'm so sorry. You're no longer able to get refunds. I am so sorry. Star Citizen's something I worry about. I mean, it's interesting. It's interesting. But, I mean, overall, it's just been going on for years by this point. Years. Shadow of the Tomb Raider's mature rating warns of intense violence. Potential in-game purchases. Why, Square? Why? It's okay, though. I mean, they all get in-game purchases now. If you want that to go away, just don't buy it. Just don't. And in a cool piece of news, a couple of cool little things here. There was a hidden NES emulator found in Animal Crossing after 17 years. And German courts have outlawed pre-orders without specific release dates. Good on you, Germany. Other than that, please enjoy this minisode. You know, it's a great one. It's fantastic. Top 7 crossovers, like I said. And, one piece of news that I forgot, which is the craziest thing ever. They're doing an animated Sonic movie, and Jim Carrey is in talks to play Dr. Robotnik. Hell yes. Dr. Eggman, Jim Carrey, that's what I'm talking about. I just want a live-action version. Is that too much to ask? It'd just be weird. Just be weird. I'd please Rhode Island. It'd please Rhode Island quite a bit. All right. Have a good night and enjoy the show. Bye.
7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Hey, welcome to this week's edition of Skip the Tutorial, the number one video game podcast at the Olympics. I am one of your hosts, Bryant Mario Daniels, and joining me, the other host of Skip the Tutorial across the way on Skype, is none other than Todd Sonic Fortner. What's going on, man?
Man, you know, living the dream, brother. Living the dream.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. every day I live the dream. I never wake up in a nightmare. Sometimes I wake up screaming from nightmares. Just kidding.
No, you're not. Once again, man, no, you're not. I know you. It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
Let the fear wash over you.
All right, so before we get into this, I got a question for you. Have you ever seen the movie with Seth Rogen where he played the mall security guard? Did you ever see that? Observe and Report. That was the name. Observe and Report.
Yeah, I remember watching. I watched it, but I vaguely remember it. Like, I keep getting him mixed up with Paul Bart. That's why I'm having trouble right now. But where are you going with it? Where are you going?
Sorry, the screaming from nightmares thing. It's got my favorite quote where he's talking to the police psychologist when he's doing his psych evaluation for the cops. And he's like, yeah, I mean, sometimes I wake up, you know, screaming from nightmares in the street, and I'm just covered in blood. And I'm completely naked. He just acts like it's a completely normal situation. Sorry, I love that movie. If you haven't seen Observer and Report, I highly recommend it.
Don't be out here snitching.
Yeah,
anyway.
Do not snitch. No snitches. Snitches get stitches.
That's what they say. We'll end up in ditches.
This is
fucks
true.
No bitches. Okay.
That's yeah, yeah. That I could see that. All right. So if you don't know who we are, we're a video game show, and usually we get together and we talk about what we've been playing. We talk about the news. We break down a roundtable discussion for you guys. However, occasionally we do mini-sodes. Mini-sodes are top sevens related to video games, sometimes other things. This week is a mini-sode. Todd, my friend, what is the top seven we are breaking down for the people this week?
Crossovers, either whole games or crossovers with staple characters. So we're doing top seven crossovers, and we're loving it. Yes, sir. And I'm actually, you know, this is one we always want the feedback from the people, from the STT tribe, the folks that we love, that we appreciate and everything else. But this one, I am really interested in hearing feedback on, you know, what other people's top seven crossovers were. As I was coming through this list, it, you know, I want to see what other people think on this one, man.
Absolutely. I'm very curious to see what other people think, see if we missed anything. So as always,
oh, we're gonna miss some shit.
Oh yeah, yeah, we're definitely gonna miss some shit. That's what happens. So as always, if you agree or disagree with our opinions, you can hit us up at facebook.com/skipthetutorialpodcast. You can get us on Instagram at skipthetutorialpod, Twitter at stt_pod, and of course, you can always email us at skipthetutorialpodcast@gmail.com. All right, let's get this list started. My number one crossover of all time is Jimmy Neutron meets the Fairly Odd Parents. No fighting. we got words if that's not everybody's favorite crossover of all time. I'm kidding. Todd, what's your number seven?
My number seven, man, it's an old classic. RoboCop versus the Terminator, man.
And I already forgot some shit. I love RoboCop versus the Terminator.
Wasn't that just a cool side-scroller?
Yes.
Wasn't it just cool? Yes. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's like peanut butter and jelly, baby. It's like certain things that's supposed to go together that you gotta,
yeah,
you know, mix up when it comes to death and destruction. Why wouldn't RoboCop fight the Terminator? Even though I always felt like the Terminator should beat the shit out of RoboCop, I always was like, fuck that, RoboCop is that dude.
RoboCop's he's fucking so awesome. RoboCop.
He's so honorable in his RoboCop suit. Going around doing RoboCopy shit,
shooting,
saving the children,
shooting people in the nuts. That's what he does. Shooting, he shoots a lot of people in the nuts. Off.
Man, and I want them to do RoboCop right. The last one with the you saw the last RoboCop.
Yeah,
it was okay.
It was all right.
It just didn't have that gritty feel of the original. My family's been murdered, and now I'm finna RoboCop that ass. But RoboCop vs. Terminator, man, was just always.
The question is now, in my mind, is RoboCop that ass a good line to use in the bedroom? I think so.
Now, you know what? I think so. I think next time, you know, it's going down, I'm going to be like, I'm finna RoboCop that ass.
It's the only line.
I don't know.
To maybe, use maybe in the bedroom. No.
I don't know, man. I don't know. We have to. Maybe. Maybe it was a cosplay thing. Maybe. I don't know. We'll figure it out. I'll have to run that by my lady.
I think just bust it out and see what happens.
What if I said I wanted to RoboCop that ass, baby? Yeah, never mind. It could work. It could work. All right, man, what's your number seven, bro?
Man, I do want to go back to this real quick because I forgot about this game, and I love this choice. It's by far, it's a game that I played on side-scroller so many times, so often. It's a blast. It's so much fun. I'm going to go back and play that today. Great choice. My number seven, we referenced it in the actual names of the show. It is Mario and Sonic at the Olympics for the Wii. It's one of my favorite crossover games of all time. Put two of my favorite characters together of all time. One's arguably got a better selection of games than the other. Don't get me wrong. But I'll never give up hope on Sonic, especially at the Olympics and the Dash races. You just can't beat Sonic. You just can't. It's just not fair. He's broken. He's a broken character. Doesn't matter.
We've talked about this before, man. Sonic cheats with meth and performance-enhancing drugs.
He does. He cheats with the meth.
But I love Sonic. But he also frees the birds. He frees the animals.
He does.
He's kind of like Bill Cosby.
He kind of like Bill Cosby. He does something really bad. And then he does something real. Wait, never mind.
No, that's it. I mean, when he does something good. When he then he sends people to college with pudding pops.
That's true.
Oh,
that's
man. True. Every episode. Every episode.
Every episode. Okay. But no, Sonic, Mario, and Sonic at the Olympics. I spent a lot of time back in my poor days when I didn't have anything but a Wii playing this game. And, you know, it had a lot of good memories for me. It reminds me of when me and my wife got first got married. We didn't have a lot of money. We were living at my dad's. We didn't have a whole lot going for us. But we had the Wii. And we played a lot of this in Mario Tennis, but Mario and Sonic at the Olympics especially was just a lot of fun for us. And we'd get together and play those games and play those mini games. And it was just a blast. So that's why it's my number 7. Todd, my friend, what is your number 6?
All right, this one, this is strictly on the list because I like the idea of it. The game was actually not really good at all.
Okay? Fair enough. Yeah, fair enough.
We still kind of sticking with the classico to follow up RoboCop versus Terminator. I'm going to go with Aliens versus Predator.
Yep.
I just got to put that on the list because it's one of those things. If it didn't exist, we'd be like, why the fuck doesn't this game exist? It's been exists in the movies. They had a comic book run on Dark Horse. That was actually pretty dope. If you ever read the comic book, that was actually dope.
The comics were great, man. That's one of those things is like the whole Alien universe and the Predator universe are so much better in comic books and in the books than they are in the movies for me. I mean, don't get me wrong. They're still the classic movies, but they really expand in the universe. But you're right. Alien versus Predator, man.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the game really didn't live up to what it was supposed to be. I'm almost putting it on my list in hopes that they actually try that one again, because that's one you can always go to. I know I saw the new Predators trailer recently. I hope that's better than the trailer showed. You know, watch it fuck around and be, you know, great. I don't know. You know what I mean? But I think that's also one of the reasons why I was like, yep, fuck that. That's just a classic crossover game. That's just one that they did. They did it for the people. So I'll put it on my list for that alone.
Yeah, man. Going back to that trailer that dropped too, it does look a rather meh. That's kind of what I thought when I saw it was meh. However, I got some trust and some faith in it. Okay, so Shane Black's directing. Shane Black's the same director from Iron Man 3. He also wrote the original Predator. Fred Decker, who wrote the original Predator with Shane Black, wrote this one. And Fred Decker did two of my favorite 80s horror movies of all time, Night of the Creeps and The Monster Squad.
Okay, The Monster Squad was the shit. Yeah,
man. And I really want to see Fred Decker make a comeback. I do. And speaking of that, that ties back into your first choice, RoboCop, because he directed RoboCop 3. However, don't blame him for RoboCop 3. The studio took it out of his hands. So, and he got blacklisted for that shit, too. So he ain't directed anything since. And that was not his fault. Fred Decker, Skip the Tutorial loves you.
There it is.
That's it. Showing the love. Speaking of 80s horror movies, my number 6, I'm going to Mortal Kombat 9. Why am I going to Mortal Kombat 9 and talking about 80s horror movies, you ask? Because I'm talking about Freddy motherfucking Krueger. In Mortal Kombat 9. One of my favorite things in the world. If you know me, you know me, Todd. I'm a horror fan. I'm a fanatic. My favorite series of horror movies of all time is the Nightmare on Elm Street series. So you put Freddy Krueger in a game, I'm going to love it.
I'm with you 1,000 times. Freddy is still one of those motherfuckers that's just scary as hell to me, man.
Yeah,
he's still the one you can't figure him out. You can't figure out how. You got to go to sleep. You got to go to sleep, motherfucker.
Got to.
And that was a great addition to the Mortal Kombat universe, which, you know, they're going to be on my list as well. That's actually that synergy. Oh, talk about it. Boats and hoes, bro.
Boats and hoes, man. I love the Freddy Krueger. I love the glove. I love the look that they gave him. I love the abilities in the game. That got a lot of criticisms. I don't care. I do not care. I love it. It doesn't matter to me, but anybody else. What's your number 5, Tom?
Okay, this one just made the list because I can't talk about the other one because I never had a chance to play it. Everybody, I know, I'm just going to cheat on your list because I know it's going to be on your list because I know Smash Bros. Is going to be on your list. Smash Bros. Is going to be on a million motherfuckers' list. Admission, motherfuckers, I never got a chance to play Smash Bros. So, with that, I'm going to just put PlayStation All-Star Battle Royale on there just because I got a chance to play it. Wasn't as good as Smash Brothers? I don't give a fuck. You're welcome. I don't even want to get into it. It's PlayStation characters. That's cool. Devil May Cry, motherfucker. Dante. Dante is a murderer, and he's going to be on the list again. But yeah, that's the... Look, people, sometimes these lists, this is how they come together. It's not magic. It's not a beautiful mind situation. It just comes together, and we share the love. Yeah.
Now I'm just picturing you at your apartment, like writing on your window with a magic marker from A Beautiful Mind, just like staring down into the parking lot.
You know that's what I do. Don't play. Don't give my secret away.
I knew it.
They're like, what the fuck? It's this motherfucking Egyptian hieroglyphs. We're working it out. Skip the tutorial. We got to do it for the people. Doesn't matter if my ears are bleeding. We got to do it for the people.
You're drawing hieroglyphs on your window. Your girl comes home. Todd, what are you doing? Why she have you lost your mind?
No, she already knows. She just accepts the shit. She just walks in. She's just like, oh, God. They must be recording tonight.
That's true. Yeah. My wife does the same thing. She's like, what are you doing? Making lists? And I was like, oh, yeah, it's a recording night. That's what's going on. Okay, my number five. Two of my favorite fighting games of all time came together in a little game called Street Fighter Cross Tekken. Street Fighter Cross Tekken. I love it, man. Street Fighter Cross Tekken. You put Street Fighter together, you put Tekken together, you make that my shit right there. That's exactly what happens. If I can just Hadouken any of those Tekken characters, especially that drunken old man, I'm going to do it every single time. I hate that bastard. I hate how much he drinks and still kicks my ass. That's not fair. That's not right. That should never be a thing.
I mean, it's a life lesson.
It really is. It really is. Don't mess with the drunken master. That's what the life lesson is.
His name is Trentus Fortner Sr.
Fair enough. You played a lot of Street Fighter Cross Tekken, though, didn't you?
Bro, that's my next one on the list. Let's skip it. Man, this is weird. See, we need to start putting our lists together. Sometimes we need to talk about this shit. Like, I like the spontaneity of it and how spontaneous it can be, but at the same time, it's like, we got some of the same shit. But, I mean, I guess greatness is going to be on a great list, though.
It is.
That's what's going to be some common shit. It's going to be some same shit on different lists because it's just great. But, yeah, Street Fighter versus Tekken, man. Fucking Jin. Kazami. I can never fucking pronounce his last name.
Oh, yeah.
Him, the brother, and the father. But Jin and Ryu, I mean, come on, man. That fight right there.
Right there. So good. It's a dream come true.
It's got the devil in me. That was my next one. I'm sorry. I mean, I know we kind of segued it, but yeah, that was my actual next one on the list. For real. We're right on point.
That is synergy right there. Every week, STT Tribe, we synergize. My number four is a classic for me of two franchises. Two franchises I desperately want to see a comeback from. One franchise saw a minor comeback in a movie this year. I'm talking about Battletoads and Double Dragon. So fantastic putting both of those series together. Because to me, they're two of the perfect side-scroller beat-em-up games. Two of them that we love. We talked about this on the Top 7 beat-em-ups. So I think Battletoads and Double Dragon both made that list for both of us. But they're classics, man. And you put those characters together in that universe, and you just have a blast, especially when you can have people over just playing and just beating the crap out of just hordes and hordes of enemies, especially the physicality of that game. Like,
and see, that's the thing. I know how much you love beating the crap out of hordes, man. I know you love beating hordes.
I do. I love to beat hordes to death. That's what happens every time. This is
you should watch Evil Genius on documentary on Netflix, bro. It just came out. I think you'll enjoy it. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, man.
Are you
go
saying
ahead,
I'll enjoy it as it's insightful, or I'll laugh the entire time?
Well, knowing you, probably both. Just probably like a crossover, right. You just mess together.
This is true. What is your number three, buddy?
Man, Mortal Kombat versus DC. Also, you know, we talk about my favorites. Yeah, we got reasons for it because it's kind of looking forward into other games. You know what I mean? It's got the Unreal Engine. I remember it. And it's got some of the foundation and the basis for another game that's on the list for me with that style. You know, Mortal Kombat. it could have been a couple of Mortal Kombat's, like the Mortal Kombat they brought out in old 2011 just to get one of the honorable mentions out of the way that had Kratos in it. Mortal Kombat is going to always be on my list, man. You know what I mean? If we put Street Fighter and Tekken on there, Mortal Kombat is going to be up there. And I just enjoyed Scorpion fighting Batman, like, a lot. Like, I just remember that. You know what I mean? That was one of the games that kind of brought me back in the Mortal Kombat universe. Like, okay, they did this. And then it led into, I believe, the next game on my list, man. But what's next for you, bro?
My number three is a specific character. So in a lot of ways, Soul Calibur has done a whole lot. So for me, my number three is Spawn in Soul Calibur 2. Spawn in Soul Calibur 2 for the Xbox.
I forget.
Spawn is that character, bro. We talk about this. You love Spawn. I love Spawn. Love the look of Spawn. Love the feel of Spawn. Love everything about that. The cape, the chains, everything about Spawn. And then you put him in a fighting game? And then you put him in one of the greatest fighting games of all time? Soul Calibur 2? You know I'm going to be on that right there. It's one of my favorite things of all time. It's a beautiful game. And then using Spawn was just a blast. Using that cape, being able to use the chains, just in the occasionally when the motorcycle would pop up and you would just whoop somebody's ass. I mean, Spawn versus Nightmare, that's a classic throwdown right there. Spawn Hell v. Yeah. Nightmare is one of my favorites of all time. We used to play that all the time, and my buddies hated when I'd either use Killick or Spawn because I'd whoop their ass with both of them. So you know that's how it goes, brother. Spawn and Soul Calibur 2. If you haven't played Soul Calibur 2 in a while, I recommend going to check it out if you got an opportunity to. It still holds up. What is your number two?
Man, that was such a great choice. I love when I think the list is going to be the same. You surprised me with something I forgot about. That was the shit. That was the shit. So for me, it's going to be Injustice, Gods Among Us. As far as fighting games, I don't know, man. It's a sleeper. I think it got fighting game of the year 2017.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
The newer one.
Yeah.
But to tie in Mortal Kombat versus DC, you know, NetherRealm brought Scorpion and Injustice, and I just thought it was the dopest thing ever when I saw that, you know, when they crossed that over after playing Mortal Kombat versus DC, which led into the new Injustice games where they had the multi-dimensions and that whole NetherRealm universe, even Mortal Kombat 10. And they've kind of mastered some of the Injustice, that series has kind of mastered some of the crossovers just in that franchise. So I had to put them high up on the list. I don't know, because I think they just do a great job. Freddy was on there. Predator was on there.
Absolutely.
This is the newer one, you know. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Dude, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. How can you go wrong with that?
Dopeness. So, yeah, I got to give Injustice props. It was a sleeper game. I love Injustice 1 and 2. Fuck it. You can put them together. I don't care. This is what we do on Skip the Tutorial sometimes. We bend the rules because we do what we like, just like our listeners. This is why we love you. But yeah, man, that was my number two, bro. Injustice.
Man, I can't fault you for that at all, because Injustice is one of my it's a solid freaking choice. It's one of the best choices. And here's why, for me personally. Because out of all the fighting games, because you know I'm not really into fighting games that much anymore, I play both Injustice and Injustice 2 for hours and hours and hours because I love it. I love it too. I want to buy the pack with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I want to get that because that just looks so good. I'm considering it. I really want to play as the Turtles.
It's a really great fighting game. You know, right now my fighting game life though is consumed by Dragon Ball when I get time. But yeah, if it wasn't for Dragon Ball, as far as fighters right now, Injustice pound for pound is my favorite.
Absolutely.
Outside of Dragon Ball, yeah.
I want to cross over with Dragon Ball and Pokemon. Let's see how that goes. Not very well. And not very well for the Pokemon
dating
characters.
Simulator, bro. We this has come up.
It's too much. My number two, you called it earlier, Smash Bros. It's on my list. It's my number two of all time. You called it. It's my favorite fighting game. It's a great brawler. It's got everything you want. It's got your favorite characters. If I can play as Samus, if I can play as the characters from Fire Emblem, doesn't matter. If I can play as Ness, I'm going to do it. But the sleeper fighter in that game, the sleeper character in that game was putting Jigglypuff in there. Put motherfuckers to sleep and then knock them off the bridge. That's what you did with Jigglypuff, man. Every single time. He's got that in...
I just love that name.
Jigglypuff. But yeah, that's my number two, man.
That's what she said.
You called it for sure. What's your number one?
Marvel versus Capcom 3. Marvel versus Capcom 3 specifically because it seems like this was the last one that was just great to me. I spent a lot of hours on that one. It had my boy Dante in it. And you can fight Dante versus, you know, Wolverine, who was in the actual game, who you're supposed to, you know, deal with. It was a couple of characters I could have done without, but Marvel versus Capcom, that whole series is great up until Infinite, which actually isn't a bad game. We've had that discussion before. It's just what they did with some, they just made foolish choices where I would hope they would go back to more of the Mortal Kombat, Marvel versus Capcom 3 style. Where they had the proper roster. That's really the only thing that kind of threw everything off. Frame rate. It was just a great fighting game, man. I was working at GameStop when this game came out. Right. I helped to put this display up. And I remember sitting there and being like, okay, fuck that. Like, we finna play Marvel versus Capcom 3. Like, back in the day when it used to be, you know, remember they used to have the demos on Street Fighter?
Hell yeah.
At Walmart, and they would have lines. Where the person that would, you know what I mean?
Like a
built-in tournament, you know what I mean? And it's rare that you get fighting games like that. But when you do, they're memorable. And Marvel versus Capcom 3 was that game for me, man. So that's what made it my number one.
Man, that is a great freaking choice. Those Marvel versus Capcom games have been staples for years. They need to come back in a big way. They're some of my favorites of all time. I mean, I played mostly Soul Calibur and fighting games in arcade. But bro, Soul Calibur is busy. I'm drifting over to Marvel versus Capcom. I want to play as Spider-Man. I want to do tag matches. I want to do all of that stuff. I played Spider-Man and War Machine. Oh, synergy right there. War Machine with the Rockets, dude. With the Rockets. Rhodey with the Rockets, man. Just fantastic.
And see, it's funny because this is a crossover list, but it's funny how the fighters did the best job of crossing over and giving opportunity, especially, in current like times like now. Don't normally do it, but one question, what's a crossover that you want? Like, what's a newer crossover that you will want? Like, something out that's now.
Okay.
Not necessarily even have to be like a fighter. Something like a current, something like with Aliens versus Predator.
Man, I would absolutely love to see Kratos in an Assassin's Creed world. I just would love to see that happen, dude. I would want to see that happen because it wouldn't be fair. but it'd be a blast.
Like, that's the only, yeah. I'm like, okay, how, yeah. Like, well, he'd have to be the boss.
Yeah, but, or like Kratos in the Dead Space universe. Instead of playing as Isaac, you play as Kratos because those aliens wouldn't know what to do with themselves. They would. They'd be running scared, dude. They'd be running Hell scared. Yeah. What about you, Hell man? Yeah. What about you?
Man, that's a good one. I would probably want to do. Hold on, can we pause? All right. I think, man, like a Ultimate Alliance mashup with like a Batman Arkham type
Hell
game.
Hell yes, dude.
Just mix those two universes up properly. That's never too hard. You know what I mean? Like, you can always make some kind of interdimensional or multiverse, like Doctor Strange, open up a wormhole.
Yeah.
And you get all the characters in like a Batman Arkham Asylum kind of universe. Yeah. I think that would be crazy. Maybe it's too much.
I don't think it is. They've done it in the comic books.
There you have it.
Yeah, they've done it in the comic books.
Black Panther and Batman mixing up and
Hell yeah.
You know, Superman and what the fuck is his name, bro? He's never in the video games though. Fuck.
Captain Marvel versus Captain Marvel. That'd be bad.
That would be dope.
That'd be dope.
Kind of funny. Yep.
Man, I'd love that, dude. I'd love to see like Swamp Thing versus Alien. I would love to see that, man.
I'm so biased towards Swamp Thing because I'm like, Swamp Thing does not get his respect, bro. Swamp Thing would eat Alien alive, man. Swamp Thing is like super powerful, bro.
I agree, super, man. Swamp Thing is dope.
Man, you brought up something earlier, too. Soul Calibur does a great job with like crossovers. I'm so excited about The Witcher being in a new one. Like, I'm going to actually get that one just because he's in it.
Yeah, man. I'm going to pick that one up for sure. My number one is a game, the first game in the series I did not like. mostly because it was antiquated. The second game I loved, absolutely loved. It's Final Fantasy and Disney meeting Kingdom Hearts. Final Fantasy and Disney meeting Kingdom Hearts. I was sold on it. I was sold on it with Kingdom Hearts 2, man. It was just, it's so fun. It's just, they bring life. They brought, in Kingdom Hearts 2, they make Goofy come alive. He's no longer dead-eyed Goofy. He's no longer dead-eyed Goofy. He dug the bodies up. He turned himself in. He got himself into rehab. Something happened. It's so much better. It worked out. It did. And then you get Mickey in the second one. I'm a Disney fan, dude. Like, I love Disney so much. And, you know, this is one of those things. It's that conversation we always have about separating the art from the artist. And, yeah, Walt Disney was human garbage for a lot of reasons. However, he did manage to create a universe that really did bring imagination and dreams back in a way. The only thing I want to see from the next one, I know it's Disney and Final Fantasy. Can we please bring in the Muppets? Like, somehow I want to see the Muppets just a little bit.
Yeah, but see the sadistic person in me a little bit. The little smidgen is just like, but they need to fight something like Cookie Monster. Maybe a Muppets fighting game.
Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? Dude, hell yes. A Muppets fighting game is what we need. That's what I want.
Big Birds versus Cookie Monster, nigga. That's going down. It's going down.
The final boss would be Snuffleupagus, the Big Bird's imaginary friend.
Like, yep, yep.
Oh, man, that'd be fantastic. They'd
have to have a Fraggle Rock stage.
You got
to
have the Fraggle Rock.
That's why public, you know, free TV is important, children.
Yes, yes. Public access television is important. Just Fraggle Rock, man. You'd have the bonus stage where you're fighting as Muppet babies. you know who wins every time? Those animal. Animal kills everybody.
Hey, you know that was my nickname in college? Online, one of my nicknames.
Really?
We were the Muppet Babies.
Oh,
I'm giving inside information right now. You know what I'm saying? Anybody listening to me that's, you know, in my 6-7 family, know what time it is. We was the Muppet Babies. You know what I'm talking about? And I was actually Animal. So anyway.
That's dope.
Yeah, man.
That's dope.
You know what I love about this episode, bro? Crossovers make people come together.
Yes, they
do. And I like that. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man, this has been a good one, bro. Really interested to hear other people's opinions on this one too.
Me too, yeah. So if you want to hit us up with those opinions, get us at the Facebook, get us on the Twitter. We said it at the beginning of the show. Hit us up on the email. We want to hear what some of your favorite crossovers were. We also want to hear what are some crossovers you want to see. Some interesting, fun little crossovers. It's that nerd thing that we do where we put characters from other universes against each other to see who would win. Except if you say Superman versus Goku, I'm banning you from the Facebook page.
Or Caitlyn Jenner. It's not that kind of crossover.
No, it's not. All right, that's been this week's edition of Skip the Tutorial. And as we always say, as we sign off, stay humble.
Stay humble.
Kendrick versus Drake.
Kendrick wins.